Caitlin, a senior at Hope Academy, believed her life was normal.
I thought that everybody, you know, partied or, you know, lived that high school life that I was living, and they don't. And I think it's very important that people know that there are, you know, high school kids who do not drink or party or anything like that.
Caitlin says it was legal trouble that brought the party to a screeching halt. It was her parents' idea to get her into a drug treatment program, and she finally realized she could make a change.
If you want different results, quit doing the same actions. You're going to have to change something eventually if you don't want the same results. So,
Hope Academy is a charter school that serves teens who are recovering from drug and alcohol addiction. Principal Gail Stone says it takes 3 months or more for the brain that's bathed in alcohol or drugs to recover. Because of that, Hope Academy uses different teaching methodology.
The visual part of the brain is the first part of the brain that begins to light up, for lack of a better term. So a lot of the things in the classroom you'll see is very visual. We have visual expectations on the walls. We do a lot of interactive whiteboard stuff, video clips.
English teacher Patrick Soltis says discipline is different too.
If they are out of line, instead of kicking them out, we'll be, well, what were you thinking when this happened? What were your intentions? Do you regret what you did? How can you fix it and make it better? So that way they see, oh, I can get these skills. I can start to learn when I'm doing something wrong, because they may not know when they're doing something wrong or they're being out of line.
Brendan, a junior, says Hope Academy has turned his life around. But like with all addicts, abandoning his entire social circle was tough.
Dang, I can't use, like, I can't hang out with the friends that I was hanging out with. I can't go to parties anymore. It was just like, oh my gosh, why am I here? But then after some time and after some more knowledge and like learning what this process is and what it's about, it just made me a lot more happier. And the relationship with my other friends that are not using, I got back in contact with a lot of them. My parents, the trust came back.
Stone says students are staying clean, and parents who believed their children would never graduate from high school find themselves preparing to pay for college. More comments from the students and staff at Hope Academy are posted, along with the audio for this story, on our website at WFYI.org under the American Graduate link on the Community tab. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.